Chapter 5. The Cardinal's Plot. Monsieur de Tréville was like a father to his soldiers, and after hearing about Athos's arrest, he went to speak to the king the next morning. But the cardinal was already at the palace with the king. The cardinal was very angry. His plan to uncover the queen's love affair with France's enemy, the Duke of Buckingham, had not worked. He had questioned Monsieur Bonacieux, but he had learned nothing. The cardinal was sure that the little man knew nothing about his wife's escape and was too stupid to be part of the plot. So he had freed him from prison and paid him some money to spy on his wife. Then the cardinal's private spy, Rochefort, a tall man with a scar on his cheek, had come to him early that morning with bad news. "The Queen and the Duke saw each other secretly last night," Rochefort had told him. "One of the Queen's ladies-in-waiting told me this morning. She said that soon after midnight, when the Queen was in her bedroom, a messenger came in with a handkerchief. When the Queen saw it, she turned very pale and went out for an hour. She took a little box with her, but didn't bring it back."
"What was in the box?" asked the cardinal.
"The diamonds which the king gave her for her birthday," replied Rochefort.
"So the queen has given those diamonds to the duke?"
"Yes, the lady-in-waiting is sure of it."
"Well, our plan to uncover their love affair didn't work, so we must try again," said the cardinal.
He sat down to write a letter to England.
"Milady, when the Duke of Buckingham is back in England, you must be at the next ball that he goes to. He'll be wearing 12 diamonds. You must get near him and take 2 of them. Let me know as soon as you have them and return to Paris with them immediately."
He gave the letter to Rochefort.
"Send a messenger to London with this letter for Milady," the cardinal ordered. "Now I must go and speak to the king."
The cardinal was a clever and powerful man. He knew that the king did not trust the queen and was worried that her friend, Madame de Chevreuse, helped her with her love affairs. He also knew that his power over the king was stronger when the king did not trust his wife. So he told the king that the queen was using Madame Bonacieux to take messages to Madame de Chevreuse.
"I was trying to discover more about this when one of your musketeers attacked 4 policemen in the Bonacieux's house and helped Madame Bonacieux escape," the cardinal said.
The king was furious when he heard this. At that moment, Monsieur de Tréville came in.
"Explain to me why one of your musketeers has got in the way of police work," shouted the king.
"Well, sir," said Monsieur de Tréville calmly, "please would you explain why the police have arrested Monsieur Athos, one of my bravest soldiers?"
"But he attacked 4 policemen," said the cardinal.
"You can't prove that," replied Monsieur de Tréville. "My musketeer isn't guilty. He was with me before his arrest and then went to visit a friend. But his friend was out, so he was waiting there for him when the police arrived."
"I trust you, Monsieur de Tréville, and I order your musketeer to be freed," said the king.
The cardinal was furious, but there was nothing that he could do. Monsieur de Tréville went straight to get Athos out of prison before the king changed his mind. As soon as he was gone, the cardinal said to the king, "The Duke of Buckingham has been in Paris. He left early this morning."
"What? Has he been plotting with Madame de Chevreuse to meet the Queen?"
shouted the king.
"I can hardly believe it. The Queen loves you too much," lied the cardinal. "But it's true that one of her ladies-in-waiting told us that the Queen stayed up very late last night. Then this morning she was crying a lot, and she was busy writing a letter."
"That proves it," shouted the king. "She's been writing to the Duke. I must see her letters."
He opened the door, which led from his office to the Queen's apartments, and walked straight up to her.
"Show me the letter that you've been writing, or I'll send a man to search your room."
The Queen turned pale, took a letter from her dress, and gave it to him. The King returned with it to his office and opened it. He saw immediately that it was to her brother, the King of Spain.
"You were right," he told the cardinal happily. "It has nothing to do with a love affair."
He gave the letter to the cardinal to read.
"You've wrongly accused her," said the cardinal. "So why not show her that you're sorry by giving a ball? You know how much the Queen loves dancing. It will be a good time for her to wear the beautiful diamonds that you gave her for her birthday."
The king agreed and went to make peace with the queen. She was very happy to hear about the ball and impatient to know when it would be held. But the king had to wait for the cardinal to agree the date. And the cardinal was waiting to hear from Milady in England. Finally, 10 days later, a letter arrived from her in London.
"I have the 2 diamonds, but not enough money to return to Paris. Send a messenger to me with money, and I'll leave London immediately."
The cardinal counted on his fingers. It would take a messenger 5 or 6 days to reach London and give Milady the money. Then it would take Milady 5 or 6 days to travel from London to Paris. So the cardinal told the king that the ball should be held in 12 days' time.
"Don't forget to ask the queen to wear her diamonds," he said.
When the king did this, the queen guessed that it was one of the cardinal's plots, and she was very worried.
"The cardinal must know that the Duke of Buckingham has my diamonds," she thought. "I must get them back in time for the ball."
So she quickly wrote the Duke a letter and gave it to Madame Bonacieux. At first, Madame Bonacieux planned to ask her husband to take the letter to London, so she went home to speak to him. But she realised that her husband was now a friend of the cardinal's. So she quickly pretended that the visit to London was only to buy something for the Queen. But her husband went straight to tell Rochefort that his wife had wanted him to go to London. D'Artagnan was listening to their conversation. He went and knocked on their door as soon as he heard Monsieur Bonacieux leave.
"I can help you. I'll take the letter to London," he told Madame Bonacieux. "How can I trust you?" she asked.
"I love you," replied D'Artagnan. "I would walk through fire for you."
Madame Bonacieux's own feelings for the young man told her to take a chance. She gave him the Queen's letter. D'Artagnan was extremely happy, knowing that she trusted and loved him in return.
"I'll leave this very moment," he cried.